This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Ezra, A-Z-R-A, last name Humic, H-U-M-I-C. Her date of birth is November 7, 1990. Patient seen for Dr. Michael Winemeyer, M.D., New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 33-year-old female does not smoke or drink. She denies any drug allergies. She is here for pre-op evaluation for a planned cosmetic surgery. Symptoms, patient says she feels fine, does not have any symptoms. New paragraph, history of present illness. In November, on November 23rd, 2021, patient had breast reduction, mastopexy, and she was planned to have abdominoplasty. However, that was aborted on account of slightly more bleeding than otherwise. The patient subsequently waited, and now she is again wanting to have abdominoplasty done, and so she is here for pre-op evaluation. Her past medical history is significant for requiring blood transfusion after appendectomy at age 7. During her last delivery 3 years ago, she had excessive bleeding and hemoglobin dropped to 7.3. She was told that she could benefit for blood transfusion, but then she was given intravenous iron. Menstrual history, she has 2 children, one is 3, which is when she had this excessive bleeding. The other child is 6-year-old, during which she had preeclampsia. Menstrual cycles are regular, every 28 days, and they are not heavy. And new paragraph, according to the patient, she thinks she was given a blood thinner prior to last surgery, but she's not sure. From the record, it looks like she had Tylenol, gabapentin, and Celebrex. Family history is insignificant for any bleeding or coagulation issues. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 7 inch tall, weighing 74, blood pressure 133 over 82, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis 1, a pre-op evaluation for abdominoplasty, diagnosis 2, history of excessive bleeding during last delivery. New paragraph, recommendations, we'll go ahead and evaluate her for any bleeding, diathesis or coagulation issues. I have sent a request to the lab. Once available, we could make further recommendations. Thank you for your continued support. This is a consultation on Ezra Humic, H-U-M-I-C. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Winemeyer. Thank you.